The authority overseeing the Murray-Darling Basin wants more water to be given to farmers in northern Australia, a move that's upset water users on both sides of the issue. Farmers say even with the extra allowance, there's still too much water being taken out, while environmentalists and Indigenous communities say the river will be starved if more water isn't allowed to flow through the system. The plan is confusing even those who should know more than most, with the Assistant Agriculture Minister contradicting the Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce about how any changes to the plan will be rolled out. Julia Holman reports from Parliament House.
The Murray-Darling Basin snakes a 2,500-kilometre path through a huge area of eastern and southern Australia. The agriculture production in the region accounts for one-third of all food and fibre grown in the country, and representatives of the 2 million people who live along the basin were making their views clear today in Canberra.
Today is a disappointing day for not just irrigators, but communities that we have a symbiotic relationship with.
Tom Chesson is the Chief Executive Officer of the National Irrigators Council. He says that even with the recommendations from the Murray-Darling Basin Authority that 70 extra gigalitres be kept for agricultural use in the northern part of the basin, that it won't be enough to stave off a decline in those communities.
At the end of the day, you've got to ask yourself the question, would you allow 1 in 5 jobs, 1 in 10 jobs, 1 in 3 jobs to be lost from communities in Western Sydney, in Adelaide, in Melbourne? And the simple answer is, of course you wouldn't. They just simply wouldn't do it.
But while water-reliant farmers say that the Murray-Darling Basin Authority is still taking too much water from them, the head of the MDBA, Philip Glyde, says they've come to their decision based on a review of the socio-economic impacts of the plan on communities in southern Queensland and northern New South Wales. Mr Glyde says if the authority gave the extra 70 gigalitres of water to the environment, it would be too much of a strain on rural communities.
We can save 200 jobs by having a lower amount of water returned to the environment, but we don't really lose much in terms of environmental outcomes. In fact, it's almost equivalent.
Environmentalists, though, are furious, and in contrast to the irrigators, they say there's not enough water being given to the environment.
Today is a very sad day for people up and down the Darling River system in particular, but also all the way to the Murray mouth.
Jonathan Lanois is from the Australian Conservation Foundation, and he says that if the water isn't returned to the environment, then it will kill the river, along with the agricultural production along it.
In the long term, there are no jobs on a dead river. It's as simple as that.
While Indigenous groups say they won't have enough water for the 40,000 Aboriginal people who call the basin home. Fred Hooper is the chair of the Northern Basin Aboriginal Nations, and he doesn't have faith that the Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce will manage the issue for Indigenous communities along the basin.
When the Prime Minister allocated the water portfolio to the Deputy Prime Minister and Agriculture, it was like putting Dracula in charge of the blood bank. Nobody will get any of the blood. This plan does that. It puts it back into the hands of the irrigators.
Barnaby Joyce has said he's supportive of the proposed changes, but there's confusion about how they'll be implemented. The Assistant Minister for Agriculture and Water Resources, Anne Rustin, spoke to ABC 891 Radio in Adelaide.
I'm a South Australian, and I've got to tell you, there isn't anybody more passionate than me about making sure that we deliver the plan.
The senator, who's also an irrigator, sought to reassure listeners in South Australia that all states that fall within the basin need to agree if there's to be any changes to the plan.
The Murray-Darling Basin plan cannot be altered in any way at all without the agreement of all the jurisdictions. So that's all of the 4 major states in the ACT and the federal government to be able to change the plan.
However, that isn't correct, according to Barnaby Joyce, who, along with being Deputy Prime Minister, is also the Agriculture and Water Minister. His office confirmed to the world today that the states do not need to approve the changes. The Murray-Darling Basin Authority is going to take submissions from the community and then arrive at a final decision, which it will give to the minister. It was John Howard, who was Prime Minister back in 2007, first introduced the idea for the Commonwealth to manage water flowing through the Murray-Darling. Nearly a decade after his announcement, the water fight continues.
Julia Holman with that report.